This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
It's interesting that whenever you have someone that comes against Kol Yisrael, so they usually will pick something to attack that's meaningful to them, something that has some shaitas with where they're coming from. So, Nebuchadnezzar had Abodazorah, Achashverosh had the whole Sasuros, and then the Kufa tried to get the Kufa Kaisol, and so on. Every single interaction that there was with Umas Olam that tried to get at us had to do something with the Ruchni stick a point that was especially upsetting to them, and so on. So the Yvonne came, so trying to destroy Beis HaMikdash or to break into Beis HaMikdash, that was common. That's Beis HaMikdash, the strong point, the Hashem point, the Kol Yisrael. So that sort of is understandable. But of all the Chelkei Avodah, the Shemen and the Menorah, it's either the Karbonis is something that's common with the Masailah, and that they would have tried to do something. It says that when they were surrounding, they stopped the Tumid from being carbon Tumid, and then they sent up the Ba'acha. That's something that's easy to understand. Carbon Tumid is Maishal's Avodah and so on. The mayor of all the things, it's very chashev and everything, but what about the ketores? What about the karbonis? What about the lechem on the shulchan? Why? Why is it that the point they tried to hit home was after that? So it stands to reason that every ummah has its own place that it's supposed to contribute to Kol Yisrael, and what it's supposed to bring to the table in terms of ruchnius, and it'll be something that has a keshet for that. Now, let's, Yovan, the thing that's written about Yovan is Yaftalkim Yafis. The word Yaftalkim Yafis, the Pashnak, the Pasik means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will broaden, will give them Rachvis, the Yaftal Lashon Rachvis. Chazal Dash Yafifusa Shal Yovan, Ba'al Yishem, that you can write the Torah in your voice. So the makom avoda, the makom that Yovan had has something to do with the Yofi. Why is the writing in the Lashon of writing the Lashon of Yovan, that's called Yafifusoi, that sort of is the night, they contribute beauty, that's quite a lot of Kedusha Sarisis and so on. So let's understand what that role of Yofi is. And I want to understand it by thinking a minute about the Menorah versus the Ark. If you ask somebody what in the Beis HaMikdash represented Torah, you'd have many Kodesh HaKadoshim, the obvious one. You have the Aron, you have the Luchos, you have Sefer Torah. You can't get better than that. So what is the Menorah? If this is Torah, then what is it? What does the Menorah have? What is the Menorah? So understanding the relationship of Menorah to Torah is going to be a mafteach understanding a whole area that includes Yofi and includes many other things. If a person has chachma, a person has das, so where do we see it? Das is be'etzim, hidden from the world. If somebody walks by and I ask, is this person a chacham? Is this person about das? Just, you know, by definition, chacham and das are hidden, and they're not something that you could see. So there's two oifanim. One is, let's look at the person's maisa. Is he acting alpi chachma? Is he acting alpi das? Then he's a bar das, and we see the chachma and das through his maisa. So even though that's the primary result of the das, but it's not direct. It's because Yatzeichel, they decided to do this, and that's what we see. So really what we're seeing is an effect. It's like when somebody is sick, and he has some sort of infection, he has temperature. So the temperature is a simen, ledava. But you're not seeing the actual virus or bacteria when you see the temperature. So when a person is a chacham or is a bar das, and his maisim are maisim that are toiv and good, we definitely see that as the result of it, but we don't see the thing itself. So Torah has one mahalach, where if a person is a ben Torah, if a person it has das Torah, so his maisim are maisim that are right, that are good. So the Olam HaMitzvahs is a result of a person's das and a person's Torah, and it's the primary cause of it. But I'm not really tefis the person, the Torah of our das, the Torah of Chacham from that. There's another way, and that is, like it says, Chachmas Adam Torah Panav. A person who's a Chacham, there's a certain projection of that chacham, and a certain projection of the das person, and Chazal call that toyer panav. The Chazal pasuk calls it toyer panav. There's a ha'aris panim in that. That ha'aris panim is not, it's not the primary tachlis of that, and therefore, if it asks ourselves, what's the primary tachlis of toyer? It's that Medrash is maybe the Maisa, but a more direct feast in a person, a more direct feast in the Chachma of a person is seeing the Horus Panik. So Torah and Das has two ways in which it manifests itself. One is through Olam HaMaisa, and one is through something called Ha'ara and so on. We'll go to the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the makom that Ki'ilu has the das of Torah, the sefer, is the Kodesh HaKadosh. And that's where the luchas are, Torah is, and so on. That's the sheirish, that's connected to the das of a person. How does that reflect itself? There's two mahalach. There's a mahalach of Avodah, and that's everything else in the Beis HaMikdash. All the karbanis and everything was lifnei Hashem, and everything was a continuation of that. That's one realm, and in a certain sense, it's a primary realm. But a more direct sense of Torah, that share over there, lies in Kaviyachol, something that's parallel to Chochmas Adam Torah Panav. And that's the Oyer of the Menorah. The Oyer of the Menorah to the Torah that's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Bechina of the Haras Panim. And it's Chazal saying Menorah is Bedarim because Chochma is Bedarim, Menorah is in Darim because Shemazayas is Chochma. Many allusions between the and parallels, because Betzim that is the Ha'ara of Chachma is in the Menorah, and that's the second oif in which it comes out. The Maila of that Ha'ara is that there's a certain, even though it's much more vague, and even though it's not the primary tachlis of Yidia, but there's a certain sense of having a more of a tangible sense of a person who's different. If I ask myself, is a person who's a chacham, is he different than a person who's not? So I'll say he does good things. So when we talk about what he does, is there a change in the person? The change that I'll be able to put a finger on is on the Ha'aretz Panim in a Chafos Arut Harapanav. Yovan's Mitzias in the world is a Chitzonius. It's Yofi. It could stell Tzur to shame or not. Yaft, the Pshuta Shem Mikra means Milosh Kapasi, it means breath. Torah can extend, Chochma can extend so that it encompasses more than just the brain, it encompasses the Panim also. And in that Oifin, then the Yofi of Yovan is not just an adornment, it's an expression. When I see somebody who's a Chochma and this Ha'aretz Panim, it's not like makeup, I paint it on, so everyone should say, oh, this is a very nice person. It's the way in which Chachma exudes, in the way in which it expresses itself, is that way. So the Lashon of that Torah is spoken in is that Ha'aretz Panim. The Atzmius of the Chachma is something beyond. It's really kind of Musta. I can never be oimid on a person's thinking, but I can be oimid on the expression, on the words. And therefore, ultimately, the way in which Yava is has the Yofi that's mischaber to the Pnimius of Das is the language. It also means that the Chachma, when a person is able to say Divrei Torah in a way that's miskabul aladas, in a way that's nishma, in a way that expresses itself well, not only the specific language of Yavanis, it's also it's an attribution to the ability for Yavan to bring out the Yofi of Torah. So the Yofi in Torah is not just it's a nice thing, a nice pareches, nice pareches. But if I give over the Torah in a way that's miskabul alalev, in a way that's nishma, then that yofi becomes a projection of the chacham itself, and it's an attribution to the chachma rather than simply just something brushed on a tap. So that's where Yovan was the makom of zelu maser. When Yovan is pregea, it's pregea in the menorah dafka, because that is where it should have been. It should have been the Ha'aretz Panim, and it should have been the afifus of Yovan. And instead, it went to dafka against. I'd like to spend a moment thinking about some of the ramifications of that. If we ask ourselves, the Rambam writes that just like a chacham is nivdal with his chachma and his understanding, his hanhaga should also be different. The Rambam says it by the difference between in the chukasel osilechu and chukasar agoyim. He speaks about kishem that would nicker from them in our days. So too, our hanhagas were also nicker the difference between them. We're not talking about specific things that are us of the etzim. Chukas agoyim doesn't relate to things that are us of the etzim. The hakafas reish is something that and the Rambam explains it that it's something that relates to the difference. When somebody has a different mindset, we expect the nuances of his behavior, the way in which he carries himself, will be different. And the Rambam says the same thing true about the Chacham, almost other people. Shoharuch is the same for everybody, from the Gadol HaDor to the Kohen Gadol. These hanhagas that are meant to be a reflection of a person's das and seichel vary based on a person's station of life. So when we're talking about in Yonim, that when we're talking about the that was Nifka, was the Yoifer of Yisrael, the Ha'aris Panim of Yisrael. Yavon took the world of Yoifi, not only did it take it away from Torah, but it attributed to other things. So the world of Yoifi became attached to a body, became attached to sports, became attached to many other things. It's a time to be mizbeinen on both ends of it. Whenever we ask ourselves, when we're doing something, engaging in something, what's wrong with it? So everybody runs to get a mishabura. That's one department. There's another department, It has to do with Chacham's entire product. What? How do I see myself, and how should that self reflect itself? How should I project myself? What does it mean if I'm involved in something that it's shayrish, its sense of yoifi, and is shayach to a world that's not ours? So there's no mefurish esav, but the question is that our world? This whole gray area that we'll call the yoifi, the ha'ara, and all of that, really, really is, in many ways, it goes much closer to the heart of it. Lamashal, if you see somebody who you feel is, it's Balmaila, he's a big Chachmadach, he did something wrong. He did something it wasn't wise. But the answer, I think, you could say, you know what? I want to make some mistake. Everyone has, does something wrong. It's not a pircha. But if you see something, if you see something about the person, that if you see the subtle things, the non-tangible things, the way a person talks, walks, carries himself, looks, you say to yourself, I don't know what they're talking about. This person is not. And intuitively, to us, it's a bigger mark of how we value the person than a particular maisa that we could take exception. Because a maisa is a result of it. And there could have been a gap. He was tired. He had something pulling in another direction, and so on. But when you look at the person, and you look at his body language, and look at his expression, and look at his language, and everything like that, and you see coarse, vulgar, and silly, then it's apparent on the person. I once heard Rolo said, Shmuz Meyes from Yeshiva, they said that the Taz sent, I think, two sons, to see the Shapsi Tzvi and to figure out if he's, you know, what's the story with him? And he met them, and they came out and they said, he's not. And he said, how do you know? They said, the way he sat. That's not the way Melo Kisol sits, and it was possible. It's a time a little bit to introspect, a little bit to reflect. Is the way we carry ourselves, is the way we express ourselves in everything, is that with the Chacham's entire panav. The Yoifi is less than, in other words, it's not the primary tachlis of Chachma, but it is probably a much more direct and more tangible perception. So if a person's hanhagis are not in line with what he would see himself, where he's holding in terms of Chachma, Das, Torah, then it's a time to pay attention to it. A person should understand that this is part of the package. The Gufa Torah is the Aron, the expression of Torah is the Neira. And Midach Yisa, things that give us Tahara's Panim of Umasai, things that are, whatever it is, it expresses values, feelings, ideas, culture, is a misuse of our Hashem. It's taking the kli of yofi, which is supposed to have been enthusiasm, and all emotions. If our emotions, our enthusiasm, our expressions are caught up with things of Mesoilam, it's a very big corruption in terms of the Kriyas Nefesh and so on. So it's a unique yontif, and that's why it's Nitli Kasev. Purim was Nitli Kasev, it's still part of Tesha Bisav, means it's easy to define it. We have psukim that describe and define. Chanukah is the first yontif, the last yontif that we have. It's not Nitli Kasev. And it's the Ruach HaDvar, it's the intangible, rather than what's frozen exact words. Because Yovan addressed, the Pugam of Yovan hit home a lot more the intangible than the tangible. And it's a time to reflect and to think a little bit about the whole, the chilek of Taylor, which is called Ha'arit, and understand ourselves and see how much of our Taylor comes through that way. Like the Rambam says, and non halachic specific ma'isim, just general array of stuff, and try to understand and which areas have we let our everything about us become taken over by the world around us. Bez Hashem, we should be zeicha to. Who should give us back not only Torah, but give us back the Horus Panim, so that when we see Chachma first, and then Kalimu first, and we're able to.